Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled The Climactic Battle Over Jerusalem, Zechariah chapter 12. A overview of Zechariah. Zechariah means God remembers, idea he cares for. The theme is the temple and messianic advents. The book largely consists of eight night visions, chapters 1-7 through 6-8, four messages, chapters 7-1 through 8-23, and two oracles, chapters 9-1 through chapter 10, verse 12. It has two parenthesis passages dealing with the Messiah, chapters 6-9 through 15, and 11-1 through 17. The book begins with a call to repentance, which is the condition necessary for Israel's restoration. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 6, and concludes with Israel coming to repentance and being restored, chapters 12 through 14. B, historical setting of Zechariah. In 536 BC, we have the return from the Babylonian captivity, and they start rebuilding the temple. 535 BC, the rebuilding is halted. 520 BC, Zechariah's ministry begins. And of course, the duration of his ministry was from about 520 to 480 BC. 515 BC, the temple was completed. C, background to Zechariah chapter 12. Jerusalem is named more than any other city in the scripture, 817 times. Jerusalem is positioned in the center of the world, Ezekiel 5:5. Jerusalem is called the apple of God's eye, Zechariah 2:8. Jerusalem is called the city of the great king, Psalm 48:2. Jerusalem will be called the throne of the Lord in the kingdom, Jeremiah 3:17. All the nations will fight against Jerusalem in the last day, Zechariah 14:2. Zechariah 11 prophesied that the true shepherd, the Messiah, would be rejected. He would not be valued and would be rejected for 30 pieces of silver, Zechariah 11, 12, and 13. Therefore, God is going to allow another worthless shepherd, Antichrist, to come to the fore who will harm Israel, Zechariah 11, 15 through 17. But in that bleak context, God is going to come to Israel's rescue and bring about both physical and spiritual restoration. This is what Zechariah 12 through 14 is all about. Highlights in Zechariah chapter 12. Zechariah 12:2, Jerusalem will be made a cup of drunkenness, reeling to all those who attack her. Zechariah 12:3, Jerusalem will be a very heavy stone, and all who try to dislodge her will be hurt. Zechariah 12:8, the Lord himself will defend Jerusalem and empower his people to destroy the armies of the world who are attacking. Zechariah 12:9, God will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Zechariah 12:10 through 14, Israel will look on him whom they pierced and mourn for him as one mourns for his only son. This signifies true repentance, which is necessary before Israel can be completely restored. Acts 3:19 through 21. God will respond to Israel's repentance with spiritual cleansing, and this will usher in the second coming of Christ. Compare Zechariah 13:1 and chapter 14. All of history is moving towards Jerusalem. All of history is moving towards the fulfillment of Zechariah 12 through 14. It is moving towards Jerusalem with all the world rallied against the Jews. Zechariah 14:2. It is moving towards God's supernatural intervention, resulting in both the physical as well as the spiritual restoration of Israel. Compare Joel 3:16 and 17 and Romans 11:26. This will be followed by the golden age of the kingdom. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Psalm 122:6 and Isaiah 62:7. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.